Hello, all you good boys and girls up there in Cape Cod. You grown-ups too, of course. This is your old Uncle Sal from Brooklyn. I hope you remember me. It's been a while. Because this is the Christmas season, I want to read you a Christmas poem that was written for me by my cousin Dante. You don't know Dante, but he runs a pizzeria in a place called East New York. And that's still part of Brooklyn, of course. He writes poetry when he's not playing Keno or making pizzas. That's crazy, huh? But I think this is a pretty good poem, so here goes. It's called The Night Before Christmas in Brooklyn. Christmas Eve here in Brooklyn, went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Not because it's afraid of my wife's stupid cat, who would faint if she came face to face with a rat. You know, the cat's name is Fluffy Poo. It's a real waste of fur. I hate it. I'm sorry, I gotta get back to the poem here. The stockings were hung, and each one had a name. Of course, I wanted the biggest. But they all were the same. The young ones had put all their Kindles away and were dreaming of things that they'd get the next day. And Connie, my wife, I love her dearly, with green goo on her face, looked like something just landed from far out in space. With her mother and her aunts, she'd been run off her feet, making food for the feast. Like every lady on the street. Hey, you know what dish I really like on Christmas Eve? I gotta tell you this. The pig's ear soup. You ever have pig's ear soup? It's delicious. And I don't think you can get it on Cape Cod, but I'll ask Connie to make a big batch next time we come up there to visit. You'll love it. Oh, sorry, back to the poem. I just gone to sleep. When there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. I checked home security, everything was okay. But there was outside there was a weird noise, it just wouldn't go away. You know, I thought it was those jadrols from 18th Avenue trying to break into my car again. Well, I couldn't quite place it. Did it come from the roof? It was freaking me out, I'll tell you the truth. I looked out the window. The moon lit up the block. It was almost like daylight around 1 o'clock. When what to my wondering eyes did appear? But an old-fashioned sleigh and what looked like reindeer. With a red-suited driver so lively and quick, I recognized him right away. It was my wife's cousin, Nick. Hey, Nicky, I shouted as he landed the sleigh like a chopper at the end of my neighbor's driveway. He handled those reindeer like a well-oiled machine. You could tell that old Nick had once been a Marine. Down, Mario, down, Joey, now Carmine and Gino. Left, Angelo, right, Frankie, easy, Vinny and Nino. The sleigh like a feather came down soft to the ground. It was amazing the way it never made a sound. Well, I drew on a coat, went out to say hi. Nick was gulping down coffee, probably espresso, he loves it, while the reindeer stood by. Hey, Sal, glad to see you. And he gave me a hug. Hey, he said, my laptop needs charging. Could I borrow a plug? Hey, Nick, I said, not for nothing, but isn't this Santa's gig? He must have needed your help, but this job's pretty big. Sal, you're right, Nicky answered. But I guess you didn't know. Santa tripped on an elf last night, and he fractured a toe. So he sent me a text, need you, Nick, on the double. If there are no toys delivered, this world is in trouble. Forget going to Florida. You got to do this instead. My wife, Carmela, understood. Get a move on, she said. So I get to the North Pole, and Santa says, Nick, more bad news. All my regular reindeer are sick. The ones that my elves found, they all talk like you. So I guess they know Brooklyn. At least I'm hoping they do. Well, the toy sack looked huge. Must have weighed half a ton. Oh, man, am I late, Nicky said. Should have finished here by one. Hey, Sal, can you give me a hand with these toys? There are things here for Connie and for you and the boys. Hey, Nicky, you know me. You don't got to ask twice. Sometimes I'm naughty, but tonight I'll be nice. So we lifted and shifted till my labanza was sore. All the gifts for our family and for the old folks next door. Nick checked his watch. Sorry, Sal, gotta leave. Got lots more deliveries to make Christmas Eve. Tell the family I wish them the best Christmas cheer. Ain't no problem, Nicky, I told him. Maybe see you next year. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away. Dash away all. Nicky called to the reindeer, and I watched the sled rise far out over Brooklyn into the bright moonlit skies. Way up past the housetops, those Goomba reindeer all flew with a sleigh full of toys and our cousin Nick, too. And I chuckled to think how your old Uncle Sal was for a few Brooklyn minutes Santa Claus's best pal. Well, back in the house, all the family asleep. As quietly as I could, except for tripping over that stupid cat, back upstairs I did creep. But I heard Nick exclaim as he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Well, that's the end of Dante's poem. I hope you liked it. From all of us down here in Brooklyn, Connie and boys, the guys at the social club and in the bocce league, my in-laws, Umberto and Maria at the bakery, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Buon Natale, buon Capodanno. Don't forget to be good children and leave out a glass of vino and some cannolis for Cousin Nick when he drops off the toys, okay? Bye now.